Now, I want to ask you about another player who's having a really good season that kind of has a weird piston tie to him. I haven't had a chance to ask anybody about this. But do you remember a trade that the Pistons made last year that got reneged?
Yeah.
Bol Bol.
Yeah, he wasn't healthy enough to play.
Right, and then he got surgery, but the other team still made the trade for him anyway.
Like a week later.
Right, even though he was having surgery. Bol Bol, who is 23 years old, just turned 23, plays for Orlando, Manute Bol's son. He's averaging 13 points a game, and if you look at his game logs, what he's done recently, it's incredible. Monday night against Brooklyn, he was 10 for 15 from the field. He had 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Now, he only had 6 the game before that, but he's 18, 9, 22, 15, 26. I hate to sit there and say, did the Pistons screw up by not just keeping him?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the fact that they thought enough of him to try to acquire him, and then they say, well, you know what?
But that's my whole thing. Like, if you did enough to acquire him, you don't go back. And you know what we traded away?
Rodney Magruder. And what else?
He's maybe still a here and yeah. a second-round pick.
Yeah. You talk about a – then you can sit there and say, all right, we can trade this guy. Now, maybe if they had Bol Bol, they wouldn't have gotten Jalen Duren. I don't. Who the hell knows? But it's just interesting. It's, you know, I get obsessed about these type of things.
Okay, so even if that is the case, right now, wouldn't you rather have Bol Bol?
Yes.
Than Jalen Duren?
Yeah.
I mean, building for a future. Now – listen, we know that Bol Bol could break at any given moment just because of his body.
But, correct.
I mean, Duren's the same way. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that was injured in college.
Yeah.
Like, big dudes fall hard. Right? Like, it just happens that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's weird, though, isn't that? I mean, that's going to be one that you're going to – that's like your new Donovan Mitchell, isn't it?
It could be. But, you know, at least I think there is some rationale for what they did.
There was. I mean, and if it wasn't it like his foot or something too, like it was something that on a 7'2" guy that you really don't want to have those problems. And
yeah,
I just don't get like how you make it. And then so he had the surgery on his foot at first. I don't know. I mean, oh, it was like a failed foot surgery, too. I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, them feet are huge, too.
I mean,
he's got to be wearing size 20 kicks.
I know. He's got it so much like his dad, only he can actually shoot the ball.
His dad could shoot the rock.
A little bit.
If you go back and watch.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a different day and age, too. A 7'7 guy shooting a 3 in 1987.
He was stationary.
Whatever. Yeah, like that didn't happen.
Yes, I saw his father play in the summer USBL before he played in the NBA. When I was working in Washington, we did a feature on the team he played on, which was him and Spud Webb on the same team.
Oh, yeah, I remember those photos where he's got his. That's one thing I'm jealous of. I've never got to see a 7'7 guy play basketball. Like, I was too young to see, like, Sean Bradley or George
right.
Mearson or Manute Bol or... And there really hasn't, or even, what was his name?
Mark Eaton.
Eaton, there we go.
Yeah.
He was 7'5", 7'6" guy.
Yeah, well, he was a defensive machine.
But I think that the tallest I've gotten to see is like the Shaq or Dwight Howard. I guess Porzingis is like 7'3".
Yeah. You're too young for Ralph Sampson. He was 7'4".
But yeah, like a 7'7", like, but we haven't seen, God, what's his name? Taco Fall, I haven't seen him. I guess he would be the closest
thing to
it.
How tall is Victor?
He's like
7'5". Okay.
Now wild.
I know. 7'5".
Maybe we'll get to see him 41 games a year.
Oh.
We can got him, Stoney, it's legit.
You might get season tickets.
I would go a lot.
Yeah.
I would go a lot. Now, I'm very blessed with what I do that I don't have to spend
right,
my money on it.
I'm with you, as you know.
We do this usually every episode. The betting line. Is it out yet?
Oh, for
Thursday
with Dallas, that's probably not.
It's not.
I would guess Dallas would probably be favored by, I don't know, 6
10?
And a half, something
you
like that.
You think it's 6.5?
I don't know.
Would you take? I'm taking Dallas.
I would take Dallas. Definitely.
I don't think the Pistons have anybody that can guard Luka.
And I take the over.
Yeah. Well, and I do think here's the one thing I can say about the Pistons. And some people aren't going to like this.